السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters who listen at the madrasa and those who receive us, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. As we are well aware that from around the world, around the globe, lots of people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with the intention of performing Hajj, because at this stage it is an intention. So they are making preparations, and many are already on their way, and some have already reached the holy lands. That is the beauty of this Mubarak season, that throughout the world, whether a person is going for Hajj or is not going, but in the different masajid, in the different towns, cities, in the homes, in the factories, wherever there is a gathering, somehow along the line, the zikr, the mention of Hajj comes. My aunt is going, my granny is going, my sister is going, my father is going, I am going, somebody is going. But there is a talk of Hajj. There will be advertisements announcing the packages of Hajj, some of which packages may cause a person to collapse dead. You'll need resurrection after that. But the fact is that there will be mention of different things about Hajj. There will be masail of Hajj, there will be fazail of Hajj, there will be seminars, conferences, bayans. So although going to Madina Sharif is not part of the Hajj, but which person would go for Hajj and not visit Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In fact, after Hajj, if the person goes to Madina Sharif and makes ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gets the reward of double Hajj. So therefore, we'll have Naat Sharif tonight in this majlis of zikr. I mentioned many a times that this majlis of zikr is to light up the fire of love of Allah Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam in our hearts, so that it becomes easy for us to practice on the whole of deen. When a person loves someone, then he does not want to hurt that person. He does not want to harm the person. He does not want to disobey the person. He does not want to do anything that will cause the wrath and anger of that person to surface. Those are the signs of love. So Hajj and Umrah, that is what it is. And this majlis of zikr, that is what I am saying, that the purpose of it is to light up this fire of Allah Ta'ala's love. And alhamdulillah, lots of people are talking about love of Allah Ta'ala now. At one time we used to just say, it's farz, you must do it. If you don't do it, you'll go to Jahannam. Now that is not a Muslim, that if you don't do it, you'll go to Jahannam. Indeed, the person, if he's not going to obey Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala Himself has mentioned so many places in the Quran Sharif, the ayat of Jahannam. But what kind of a believer and a Muslim is that he is only doing the ibadat, zikr, tilawat, the farais, wajibat, just so that he doesn't go into Jahannam? A Muslim should do it out of love for Allah Ta'ala. He is our Khaliq, He is our Malik, He is our Razzaq, Allah. He is the one who has blessed us with our intelligence, with our life, with our health, with our wealth, with our sight and hearing and speech, and as I always say, our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Ask those people whose hearts are not functioning, whose liver is not functioning, whose lungs have failed. Look at the cost that is involved. One part of the body, just an operation, sometimes runs into 500,000, 1,000,000, sometimes even much more, depending on the complication. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His ihsan, He has given us so much of ni'mat. Maulana recited in the namaz, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُخْزُوهَا. If we have to count the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we'll never ever be able to count the different ni'mats and bounties of Allah ta'ala. Now should not a person make shukr? Should not he be obedient to that Allah? Should not he love that Allah who is his benefactor? That is the way to create the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala, by person pondering, reflecting over all the ni'mats and bounties. When he goes to his office and starts operating the computer, or at home, or wherever it is. Now will a madman be able to operate it? Why don't we give all those madmen in the asylum one computer and outsource? Nowadays we talk about outsourcing. So they will be the cheapest. Of course we must make dua for them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give them intelligence. Allah remove their pain and suffering. Allah ta'ala, make them also normal, intelligent human beings. But we must take lessons from them. How many times did we thank Allah ta'ala for our intelligence and for being able to operate those computers and everything else, which became the means of our earning and livelihood? Day and night we use this computer of the brains, day and night. When we're driving also, it's computing. Otherwise, you have to buy that. What do they call that? GPS. Now, first you buy that. Then you must connect it. And then if your battery, car battery fails, then that also fails. Finish. And here the person is driving, he's turning left, he's turning right, he's going straight ahead, and he's going this way and that way, if he knows that this place that he's going to. How many calculations the brain is doing? When the rand dollar is going up and down, how much of calculations his head is doing? Especially those who are sitting at the stock exchanges. How much of calculations they are doing? Faster than even the computers. One little change on the screen, and they've done the calculation already that we lost so much or we gained so much. And for all the other things that our brains are functioning and working, how much shukr did we make? Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. What an Allah He is. What merciful Allah. What a tolerant Allah. In spite of all our sins, He is still allowing us to make use of this great ni'mat of our brains and our intelligence and our heart and liver and lungs. Anybody else would have snatched it away, that you don't deserve it. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazal, it is only He is blessing us with so much. Nevertheless, what I was saying is that the purpose of this majlis is not information, increase of knowledge. It is to light up that flame of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love. Then see what kind of enjoyment Allah ta'ala gives in the hearts. That enjoyment will come in the hearts, even if there's nothing in the pocket. Because we just wait for material ni'mats to consider as ni'mats. Otherwise we say, what has Allah Ta'ala given me? So many people, they say like that. What has He given to me? He's given everybody so much of things. What has He given me? And yet that person is fit, healthy, is walking, is talking, is seeing, is hearing, but he doesn't consider that as having been given anything, as having been given. Oh, he's being blessed with the tawfiq of making namaz, making zikr, making tilawat, sometime making tahajjud. What a great ni'mat, but he doesn't consider that as a ni'mat. So people are proceeding in from different places in the world towards Makkatul Mukarrama, and of course they will go to Madina Sharif. And there would have been no Hajj and Umrah, there would have been no Deen of Islam, there would have been no heaven and earth, there would have been no creation of Allah Ta'ala if it had not been for the creation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 120 times you must have heard from this insignificant slave of Allah Ta'ala. Na masjid ke unche minare, na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla na kaaba na makka madina, na qibla na kaaba na makka madina. Gar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once again, that beautiful Naat Sharif of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh and Murshid. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jhoom jaye. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. Oh my beloved Allah, when will those tears of mine which were shed whilst making dua bear fruit? Phir Madine ki janib ko jaye. That we proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif, where rests the beloved of mine, the mehboob of mine, where rests Nabiyo, the last of all the Anbiya, Nabiyo me Afzal, Sharifo me Ashraf, Jamilo me Ajmal, Tajdar-e Madina, Ahmad-e Mujtawa, Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shahr-e Mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan, phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Wherever is going to be the city of the beloved, if you have to ask the lover that which is your most beloved city, he will say the city in which my beloved resides. So then what about Madina Sharif? Is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam not the most beloved to us? Would we have had Iman and Islam? Would we have been talking about Allah Ta'ala, about Jannat, about Jahannam, about Akhirat, about love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it had not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Would we have been living a life of human beings or life of animals if it hadn't been for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He taught us purity of our body, of our the place, of our homes, purity of our souls, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a beautiful deen he gave to us and how much of sacrifices he made for that deen. Therefore, it is the desire in the heart of every Muslim that he wants to go to Madina Sharif. For around the globe, wherever we will read salat and salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got angels, they will carry the salat and salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which is also a great ni'mat and bounty that he made for us out of his fazal and ihsan, the speediest of all communication. The moment we read salat and salam, the moment we read Durud Sharif, the moment we say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, straight away it is conveyed. So and so, son of so and so has conveyed salam. And we must have absolutely no doubt in that. I explained to one brother once, I said, why must you have a doubt? Because if for argument's sake there are 1 million people in Madina Sharif related to 1 million people in South Africa, and these 1 million from South Africa pick up their cell phones, dial some numbers, and on the other side, the relative or friend picks it up. So 1 million picking it up that side, 1 million dialing from this side, just as an example. Otherwise billions can also do it. Then within seconds, the person picks up and says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the other person that side says, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. We believe in that technology. Within seconds, they pick up and say, Assalamu alaikum, and that side is Wa alaikum assalam. So why not the technology of the angels that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got? The moment you send salat and salam, from this side you're saying Assalamu alaikum, and that side is Wa alaikum assalam. Immediate. But yet, there is a difference that when you are there, the Rosa Mubarak, then it is a different world altogether. There it is as if you are right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he is listening to you and he is responding also.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahe phir madine ki janib ko jaye jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad کہ صلی علی جم جائے.
As soon as the green dome comes to sight, کہ صلی علی جم جائے. The ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who got real ishq and muhabbat and the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, love and Allah ta'ala's love burning in the hearts. The moment they see the green dome, they get intoxicated. What kind of intoxication do the wines of this world have? The wines of the world, they make a person go mad. They make a person into an animal. They make the person unconscious or unaware or unconcerned of what the person is doing. He behaves. The wine of the world sometimes makes the person behave like a swine. And that's a reality. And this intoxication that this person gets, what kind of waves of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love, waves from the ocean of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love, and Allah ta'ala's love starts flowing, the tears start raining. Such kind of sukoon overtakes the person. Right from Jeddah, as he's traveling towards Madina Sharif, it's his first trip, then the person is all the time looking this direction, that direction, as he's coming closer and closer. When will the green dome come before my eyes? And if the person is not an ashik of Allah Ta'ala, then he'll say, look at that building, look at that building, look at that tower there, look at that mall there. That's what he will look. The ashik will search for the green dome.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahe phir madine ki janib ko jaye jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad ke salle ala jum jaye. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس, چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے.
When the person gets the state of huzuri there, the Roza Mubarak, in his heart he says, oh Allah, don't return me home. Take my life here at the Roza Mubarak. Let my janaza salat be here in this masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Let the imam of the masjid say, Allahu Akbar, on my janaza. And let my burial be in Baqi. But when can a person desire that? He can desire that when he has built up that love and ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to die somewhere. A person is going to die. He's not going to live forever and ever. It's not a question of having some kind of guarantee that he's going to live until Qiyamah day. So if he's going to die somewhere, why not desire death there? It's only going to come if it is destined. But the thing is, at least that desire, deep-hearted desire. There are reminders in everything. With the Hajj and Umrah and Ziyarah, there's reminders. Take Hajj, for example. Now, we know that ulama have mentioned four stages. One is the life on this earth. The other is the life in the grave. Alam-e Barzakh. The third is the life on Hashr, plains of Hashr. And then fourth after that will be Jannat or Jahannam. The life on this earth is like how the people are traveling towards Jeddah, going to Makkah Sharif. The Hujjaj will leave Johannesburg and they will now proceed in the direction of Makkah Sharif. Those that are going for Hajj directly to Makkah Sharif, so they all will proceed to Makkah Sharif. On the way en route, this person does not keep on taking his bags off the plane and put it on and take it off and put it on the same flight that's going right there, but they tell this pilot that I like to take my bags out and put it on, bags out and put it on. They say, you've gone mad. Once the person has put his baggage on there, he wants to head straight, he wants to go there. The days of Hajj are up and now he wants to be in Arafat, so therefore the person is going straight in that direction. So that we will say is like the life on this earth. That the person from here, he on this earth, now the person, whatever life he had here. So this journey towards Makkah Sharif is like that. Then at Makkah Sharif itself, when the people all gather there. Now when they're all gathering there, there you will take your baggage off the bus, the plane. Now you will go to your hotel room and stay for a few days, few nights before the days of Hajj arrive. Now that is like the Alam-e Barzakh, that we will have to wait in the Qabr now till Qiyamah Day. Then on Qiyamah Day, everybody will be gathered before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the gathering of the Hujjaj on the plains of Arafat. That first of all, from all sides they are proceeding there, then they are staying in Makkah Sharif, waiting for the Hajj days, and now they are going to Arafat. And from Arafat, after that, people go in different directions. In the same way, from the day of Qiyamah, people will go either in the direction of Jannat or in the direction of Jahannam. So there's lessons in everything. So therefore he says, جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے, ملتا
razam par ye mange duaye, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange duaye, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange duaye.
There are many things to ask at the multazam. We can ask for good health, we can ask for wealth, we can ask for business, we can ask for gold and silver, we can ask for home, we can ask for lots of things. Nothing is wrong to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is nothing wrong. But multazam is not only there for the material things of this world. The greatest ni'mat that a person can get at the multazam is ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that make me yours and become mine. Because if Allah ta'ala becomes ours, then all the kingdoms are ours. If Allah ta'ala is not ours, nothing is ours. So, multazam par ye mange dua. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange dua. We'll just stop there for tonight, just to get into that mood, or to also become part of the preparation of the Hujjaj. Although we may not be going, but you feel like you're part of them. When you read some Naat Sharif, when you listen to some Masail, Fazail of Hajj. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless each and every one with Hajj in their lives if they haven't made Hajj, and with Ziyarat of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But even if they are not blessed with it due to financial reasons or other circumstances, then too they are with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if they are making ittiba. Obedience to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then you are there with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the person is right there at the Roza Mubarak, but he is clean shaved and is not concerned about sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is not even making his salat properly, he is not even having any kind of khushu and khuzu in his namaz, and is also watching all the filth on the television screens, even in the hotel rooms in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. Even there he cannot leave behind for a few days his BBC and CNN and Jazeera and everything else. So then he's not with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even though he may stay there for all his life. It's not a joke, it's not a joke. It's serious matter. Allah Ta'ala doesn't tolerate disrespect of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his Mubarak city. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of amal.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش وقت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میرے کی نہ برائی
I repeat, O my beloved Allah, how much of my time and life I wasted in futile activities. Absolutely useless and futile. No benefit in this world or in the akhirah. And how much of the time was spent not just in something futile, but in sins, major, major sins. As far as minor sins are concerned, of course, there's no limit to it. But even major sins, how much of our life was spent. I keep saying from the time we became of age up till now, how many different stages of our life we passed. In our youthful days, in our schools, in our colleges, our universities, our homes, in our businesses, in our travels, in the hotels that we stayed, in the tourist attractions that we went to visit, how many major, major sins we committed with our sight, with our hearing and speech, and our heart and mind, and our wealth, how many major sins. So therefore we say, oh my beloved Allah, mujhsa koi badkar na hoga. There is nobody more sinful than myself on the surface of the earth. Which sin is there, my Allah, that I have not committed? I am the most sinful one. But then after acknowledging, making i'tiraf of the qusur, then the person does not lose hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy. That is what Allah ta'ala wants. That on the one hand, there must be an acknowledgement that indeed I am the worst. And after that, I have hope that, oh my beloved Allah, you are most forgiving, most merciful, most kind, most compassionate. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Although I may have wasted my life, but I believe that you dearly love forgiveness of sins. So I am pledging that I will not return to those sins. Give me the himmat and the courage. Make me like a lion against my nafs. And then see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changes the condition. Keep on asking. If not today, someday you will see the fruits of that dua if it's going to go on making. But deep hearted. You must express no happiness. There must be no happiness over those sins. There must be regret, deep hearted regret. Deep hearted pain. How a person feels deep hearted pain upon the loss of some very dear family member. In the same way, he must feel even more pain if his Allah Ta'ala is distanced from him. If Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is distanced from him because of his sins, he must feel even more pain.
Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دیدہ دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں
Oh my beloved Allah, the way I engrave your name on my heart and the way I have your tasawwur, that even if I want to forget you, I must not forget you.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. O my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem. O my most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most generous, most kind, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful, Allah, 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 Allah. Ab tere gunegar bande, my beloved Allah, your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth, we have raised our hands before you, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn to us. We acknowledge our mistakes. We acknowledge our sins. We acknowledge, my beloved Allah, our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all sins that we have committed. You have seen everything. You have heard everything. You know everything. Nothing was hidden from your sight. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, disgrace and humiliation upon us the moment that we committed some sin of the eye, of the ear, of the tongue, of the hand, of the feet. My beloved Allah, you could have shaken the earth beneath our feet. You could have caused the roofs to collapse of our heads. You could have sent the gale force winds. You could have sent the tsunamis. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are. How compassionate, how merciful you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear, to travel around. You have still blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech, with our intelligence. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make shukr over your ni'mat. Give us the tawfiq to make shukr over every ni'mat of yours. Even if we have to try and count, my beloved Allah, with all the computers and all the technology that is available, we will not be able to count your ni'mats upon us. We cannot even do justice towards any one single ni'mat of yours. We are therefore seeking forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Indeed, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are ashamed of our sins. Hum sharminda hai, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? Where do we go? Which door can we tap? Which other door is there for us besides your door? There is no other support for us besides your support, my beloved Allah. We need your support. We need your support, my beloved Allah.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Hum tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahare ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Dar tumhara sar hamara chahiye. We need your door, my beloved Allah, the door of your house, and our foreheads bowing before you. Change the direction of our lives. How long, my Allah, are we going to live a life displeasing you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The angel of death is sure to visit us whether we like it or not. Allah, oh, hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, people who were in kufr, who were in shirk, those who were from the Yahud and from the Nasara and from the Munafiqeen, so many of them, my beloved Allah, you bless them with Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, you pleased with them and they pleased with you. From what a life to what a life. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu comes out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is blessed with hidayat. He becomes Amirul Mu'mineen. And he rests under the green dome. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Fill our hearts with your love, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our life, in our time, in our health, in our wealth, in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Bless us with barakat in our businesses. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our homes, our children, our wives, our families, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the sins of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings and the weaknesses of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your maghfirat and rahmat for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the ummat is suffering, my beloved Allah, remove the pain, the suffering. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. Ya Allah, the flood waters, the damage that they have caused in India and so many other places. The earthquake, the damage that it has caused in Pakistan. So many earthquakes in other places, whatever damages have been caused over the years. Ya Allah, the people of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, throughout the world, my beloved Allah, wherever there is suffering, wherever there is pain, with your fazl, with your kindness, remove, my beloved Allah, the pain and suffering. We know that we are the cause of our own suffering. Our actions and our deeds, my beloved Allah, are bringing about a reaction. Change the condition of the ummat around the globe. Make us all, my beloved Allah, obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. So many have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations.
So many are suffering from different kinds of physical ailments. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes the physical ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. Even if it is a rahmat, we are extremely weak and we cannot bear the rahmat of sickness. Change it to the rahmat of good health, my beloved Allah. Bless everyone with complete shifa. Dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur marizon ki shifa lekin dast-e khuda mein. Spiritually also we are sick, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, envy, jealousy, evil passions and desires. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat to throw out of our homes and lives all those things which are causing so much of corruption in the morals of our children and ourselves. My beloved Allah, give us the realization that sins will not bring any kind of peace and happiness and contentment. Sins will bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the time of our death comes, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, adultery or fornication, or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی برتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا. If it is not مقدر and destined there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat, my beloved Allah. My beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for the ummah. How much of his blood was shed for the sake of the ummah. How much he prayed for the ummah, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. Ere piyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajjatul Wida ke mokhe par Ajr-e Aswad ko choom karke jo maanga tha. The duas that he made after kissing the Ajr-e Aswad. Kaabatullah Sharif ka tawaf karke jo maanga. Rukne Yamani choo karke jo maanga. Nizam-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo maanga. Hatib ke andar namaze padh kar jo maanga. And the duas that he made at the multazam, how long he attached himself with his hands above his head, the masoom sinless Nabi. He's shedding so much of tears that his ihram becomes wet with his mubarak tears. Who was he begging for, my Allah? We have shown no appreciation of those tears. The duas that he made behind the maqam of Ibrahim, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the tears that he shed at Mina and in Arafat from Zuhr till Maghrib. Ah, my Allah. From Zuhr till Maghrib, the masoom, sinless Nabi extends his Mubarak hands and begs and begs and begs for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked at Arafat. And all the goodness that he asked at Muzdalifah. And from all the mischief and corruption that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who are going for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their Hajj maqbool, make it asan, easy, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, make them appreciate the Mubarak land. Protect them from all kinds of sins and vices and evils. Give us a share in the du'as that they will make, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of zikr. Fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, diseases of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. With your fazal, with your kindness, remove their difficulties, their pain, their suffering, their hardships. Our students will be writing examinations. Ya Allah, give them success in their examinations. Make them assets for our community. Protect them from the fitnas at the school and colleges and universities. Make them good Muslims, my beloved Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. یا اللہ, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین الحمد للہ. There are some very, very beautiful dreams, but we mustn't go by dreams, we must go by haqiqat and reality. But in any case, sometimes we mention this just to give you some kind of satisfaction. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream, entering through one of the doors with a supermarket trolley full of sweets and toffees. And he passes on the toffees to all those making zikr, and then he goes out through the other door. But that was a dream. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the wings of angels going past, smiling at the people that were engaged in zikr. Again, it was a dream. So don't go and quote me incorrectly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his bed was on that side, sitting there. And this sinful, insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala announcing how fortunate we are that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has graced us with his presence. Again, I'm saying it's a dream. Just now you quote incorrectly, it can mean something else. In the dream you can. And thereafter, everybody is going to meet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the turn of this ummati of his, black sheep of his ummah, so long he shook the hands with such a smile that I still feel the coolness in my heart. Now all these things I'm not saying, Allah Ta'ala must protect me from bragging and from fakhar. The person who expresses pride then is a donkey. But I'm just telling you, because at present people are just criticizing left, right and center, this is not right, that's not right, that's not right. Just to give some indication of these basharats, and these are just two or three that I have mentioned. How many more do you want to listen to? So don't worry, all those voices, they will be there. As long as we must be clear in our hearts, we must not consider this method as farz, wajib, sunnat. Be very clear with that. don't consider any person that's not attending it as having committed some major sin or minor sin. Nothing. A person can go home and read his tasbih. Nobody stops him. He doesn't have to attend this majlis. There's no force that you must attend. So those who attend must not look down upon anybody. Keep the balance, then you will get the barakat and the ruh. It is a method, it is for ilaj, for cure of the soul. But it's not farz or wajib. The method, nobody can say, is even sunnat. So then there's a balance. There's so many things we are doing, we won't find any proof of that in the sunnat. How many times I've mentioned that all our madrasas, our darul ulooms, our colleges and universities and everything else, or even our dini institutions, or even the method in which the tablighi jamaat is operating, I'm talking about the method, where the announcement is made, the jamaats will go out for gush, then they go out for gush, and then they bring them to the masjid, and then some fazail is mentioned, then they go back again, bring again. Excellent work, but you will not find anywhere in the Hadith Sharif exactly this method. The same with the khanqas, you will not find anywhere in the Hadith Sharif that in this manner they said, got together on a Thursday night or Monday night and had some program of this kind, you won't find. But for the sake of deen, lid-deen and fit-deen, there are two things. So if that's all the purpose is, that we make some zikr, and as a cure, that just as we don't ask the doctor that way in which book it's written, which Hadith Sharif is written, one teaspoon three times a day. I always give that example. Whenever a doctor says drink this medication three times a day or six times a day, or this red tablet, blue tablet, green tablet, then ask him, tell him, first show me one Hadith Sharif, then only I'm going to drink it. It's ilaj, it's cure. So do it balanced, don't go on to any extremes. When people go on to extreme in any deen work, that's when you have problems. Any deen, when you go on to extremes. Keep the balance, fulfill the rights of all, your wives, your children, parents. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with the best of dunya and akhirah, and bless me also. Time seems to be running out, we don't know when we're going to leave this world, so do something before we go. Don't have regrets later on. Alright, now the next thing to do now is to head straight for your cars, because if you're going to obstruct somebody, then you won't get any sawab. So go straight for your cars. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.